Welcome to Top Breed Cats, the show for anyone who loves cats.
Today we will talk about the Pixie Bob and the California Spangled.
That's right. I'm Quinn.
And I'm Ollie.
We both have two cats we love very much. And today, I'm going to start you off by talking about the California Spangled. So, this California Spangled breed was bred to look like a leopard. It even has a snow leopard variety. And even though this breed looks like a wild cat, it's actually the ultimate family pet, being most happy in a family who will give it lots of love and attention. This breed is a very healthy breed with no genetic issues, and this breed is a very affectionate breed and loves to be around people. This is a very gentle breed and is friendly to anything and everyone, and let's not forget how playful this breed is. This breed is so playful, it's considered acrobatic, so it definitely needs to be played with daily and consistently. Plus, this breed does not like to be alone, as it is a very playful breed.
Okay. So, this breed is a short hair, and its fur can be charcoal, black, silver, bronze, brown, and blue, which is a shade of gray, and has the spots that look like a leopard's. The snow leopard variety, as I slightly mentioned earlier, is gray and has that leopard-like spots, and let's not forget the snow leopard's blue eyes. And then, although they can come in many different colors, the eyes, they're always the classic almond shape.
This breed started around 1971, where Louis Leakey, an animal activist, teamed up with Paul Casey to breed a cat that looked like a leopard. Why did they do this? To raise consciousness about leopard poaching created by creating a household pet that looks like a wild cat. Leakey and Casey believed that people would be less likely to buy and wear leopard's furs if their pet cats were wearing similar-looking coats. Casey began breeding the California Spangled by crossing an Abyssinian, a Siamese, an Angora, an American Shorthair, and a British Shorthair cat. And in 1985, the house leopard was perfected. The California Spangled got a great deal of attention when Casey introduced it on the 1986 cover on the iconic Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog, an attempt to raise funds for the endangered cat species in Central and South America. California Spangled cats were advertised $1,400 each or $2,500 with a personal one-week training session with Paul Casey included. And that's where I'm going to stop for that one. This breed is a very, very healthy breed, as I mentioned earlier. So, no genetic issues or anything. And the average cost for this cat is around $800 to $2,500. It's not that bad. I've seen cats that with more. Despite all of this stuff, how amazing the house leopard is, this breed is endangered and becoming rare. Experts believe there's only about 200 cats left of this breed, which is very unfortunate for our house leopard pals. But that's all I have to say on this California Spangled cat. And now I'm going to hand you over to Ollie for the Pixie Bob.
The Pixie Bob cat are adorable little cuties. They don't really have much tail, like the Manx.
But some do.
The origin of the Pixie Bob, is the stuff of legends. They're believed to stem from naturally occurring matings between American bobcat and feral domestic cats or barn cats. Although there are no
The variable proved since DNA tests did not back up the claim. Pixie bobcats are large and sturdy and look a lot like bobcats. Legally, they are domestic cats and their ownership is not restricted by the exotic wild cat. They are playful, beautiful, and loyal, and make good companions for almost any type of household. Their weight is around 8 to 17 pounds. They are around 2 feet long.
20 to 24 inches.
Same as 20 inches to 2 feet. Their length, coat lengths are long and short, no medium. Their coat color is spotted tabby with all shades of brown. Their eye color is golden brown or green. Life expectancy, 13, 15 years. They love humans, are so friendly, love kids, very pet friendly, need lots of exercise, very playful, so much energy, moderately smart. They don't really talk much, and they are pretty good on shedding department. The Pixie Bob breed was accepted by the International Cat Association as a native new breed in 1956. And for championship status in 1997, the breed was accepted by the American Cat Fanciers Association in 2005. Carol Ann Brewer, the breed founder, was the first specimen Pixie, which was the result of breeding two legend cats. A legend cat is a result of naturally occurring mating and of an American bobcat with a domestic cat. Although the International Cat Association standardizes cities, the resemblance of the American bobcat founding community, no captive American bobcats to be used in any breeding program. The International Cat Association
designation
of the Pixie Bob as a new native breed, which means a new breed has identified as a genetically similar individuals from the naturally occurring population of indigenous geographic region. Like much bobcats, they have muscular, ranky bodies with a woolly coat standing up from the body. They are adorned with signature spotting pattern and light tan to rufous coloring, reddish brown or rusty. While they are medium wide, inverted pear shaped eyes, some have lynx lynx tipped ears. Their tails, as the name implies, are naturally bobbed. Their eyes can be golden brown or gooseberry green, to be more specific. The Pixie Bob is one of the few breeds that allows paradiddle toes in the breed. Standard and stone with a minimum of 7 little toe beans per toe. Pixie Bobs come in long hair and short hair versions. Short hair is a thick toe.
Sorry, we're laughing at Serena.
Okay, she was just eating a pen. It was adorable. To keep your cat's nails trimmed and provide scratching post. Serena.
Continue.
Oh, fine. While the breed have a wild look, they're pretty much easygoing household cats. Cats are not really used for having a love of water, but most Pixie Bobs do.
Just like my cats.
And mine. I don't know if Max and Toby actually like water.
Like we'll talk more about Max, Toby, Serena, and Nala later in the show.
Episode. While the Pixie Bob is described as a highly intelligent, strongly bonded to its family, curious, playful, but not destructive. They are said to be dog-like in personality. Pixie Bobs can be trained, leash trained, especially love to take walks with their humans.
Nala and Serena take walks.
Please stop interrupting.
Got it.
And they're known for getting along well with both children and pets, which is good if you have a family. The breed is also sturdy and laid back enough to tolerate playing with kids. Although children treat a pet with respect. Any cat will become defensive if teased or mistreated. All right. And a price of a Pixie Bob is anywhere from $500 to $1,500. The total cost will vary depending on the breeder and quality of kittens. Pixie Bob cats have very distinct colors and markings. Yeah, I already talked about that. Common health problems. Cryptorchidism. Or undiseased. I don't know what that says.
Let me look.
Okay. And second is diastereia, difficulty in delivering litters. I don't know how to say that.
Endothermal hyperplasia.
A thickening of layer in the
uterus.
And you should provide recommended health care for your cat. Diet. You know what? I'm not going to go into the diet.
Yeah.
I think I might have done a little too much.
Yeah, I think you did a bit more than we usually do, but...
Yeah, so what is this?
Just to recap, are a bit of the pros and cons of this breed.
It has a fierce, exotic look, while it can be concerned as a domestic cat. Loyal and affectionate. Likes water. Highly intelligent and can be trained. Now the cons. Prone to health issues related to the reproductive system. May be to hunt rodent, fish, or bird pets.
All right. Well, otherwise, that seems like a pretty great breed to have around. So we thank the Pixie Bob for that one.
Woo,
well,
Pixie Bob.
Now it's cat story time. Ollie, I know we're in person today, but would you like to share any cat stories of Mr. Max and Mr. Tobes?
Let me think.
Would you like me to come back to you?
Just a second. Oh, yeah. Max bit me.
Oof.
Like, right here, you can see the little bite marks.
Seems like a playful bite.
No, literally, I was trying to get him into the back of the house, and then he nipped me.
Oof. Well, for those who celebrate it, happy Thanksgiving, and my cats have been, very Thanksgiving-y today.
Like, Serena was sleeping while we had Thanksgiving dinner just now.
And Ollie's mom, was holding out a wine glass.
To take a picture to make it look like.
She wasn't letting Serena get to it, it was far away, but she tipped it and angled her phone enough. That it looked like Serena was about to take a sip of wine.
It was completely
It's super funny. It's super funny and that stuff. And then earlier in the show, as we were recording, as you heard Ollie say, aww, in the middle of his Pixie Bob
section,
it was because I was holding out a pen to Serena because she looked like she wanted to smell it, and then I booped her with it. And for those who don't know, that's basically when you touch her nose real quick and go, boop. So I did that with the pen. And then she started sniffing it. And then she put it in her mouth and started to eat it.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah, Serena is very cute and super playful at the exact same time. Sometimes it's hard to know between the two.
And so, if you heard whirring noises,
sort
of like this, that were the cats playing with electronic toys.
Or this.
Yeah, those were the cats playing with some toys.
Yeah, we just had running while we were recording at first. We turned those off for Ollie's turn. But in my presentation on the California Spangled, if you heard that,
you're a good listener.
Yeah. You can tell small details in the background. So, good job. Okay, so today we don't really have a bunch of cat stories. But you can help support the show and keep it going for cat stories by emailing us a bit about your cat.
That would be topbreedcats@gmail.com. That's topbreedchats at gmail.com, all lowercase. Ollie, is there anything that you would like to add for this one?
Yes. If we don't really get a cat story soon, it might be the end of it.
Not really, but...
It just might.
Not the end of the podcast.
No,
the end of cat stories until we get some more.
So, if you like our podcast, we would really, really like you to share about your kitties. How you got them, or just silly things they do around the house.
Whether it's an American short hair, domestic long hair, Vermilla, anything. We would love to hear about your cat and its crazy things. Because all cats do silly things. And then, Ollie, I think you said that you wanted to add one more thing?
Yeah, I was thinking that we could take, like, a little holiday break.
Yeah, we'll probably take a break, and you can expect to see us possibly one...
January.
One more time, possibly, in 2021. Otherwise, we'll be back with new cats and season 3 in January. So, that's coming up. So, I don't think there's anything else left to talk about for this episode. Is there anything, Ollie?
Not really.
Serena's eating a feather. There.
Yes, that is very cute. Kind of too cute.
Yes.
And Nala is...
staring at the door.
Eating it.
She's probably not eating it, but she's
trying to.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll be back here possibly sometime before the New Year's. Otherwise, have a great New Year's, and we'll see you back here in January for season 3. Bye.
Bye. Bye.